Without further ado, we go to the Rumba Revolution Hotline. A man I was telling you about earlier, my man Dick Lefty O'Neill, a UCA grad, and a very interesting story. We talk a lot about crossing or breaking the color barrier, or being part of a group, a small group of people breaking a color barrier. And Dick Lefty O'Neill is one of those guys who went a direction we don't talk about very often, one of the few white players to play in the Negro Leagues, and actually celebrating it as part of a special event going on in Birmingham today. He joins us now on the Rumba Revolution Hotline. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
It's great to have you on.
I'm sitting up here in the press box looking at Rick Wood Ballpark in Birmingham, Alabama.
Very good. So we've got the book here, and we talked about it a little bit earlier, Dreaming of the Majors, Living in the Bush, and it's your story of playing in the Negro League and the Southern League, and you played for a couple of different teams. So just talk about your story a little bit. I mean, you and I have talked on the phone a number of times, and it's a fascinating story. You've got a really interesting life outside of baseball anyway, but just talk a little bit about this and some of the things you were trying to accomplish and get across to people in the book.
Well, the biggest thing I wanted to do was, I mean, I was raised in a family that was either naive or didn't see color barrier at all in Arkansas, and they always raised me to do, you know, if you love baseball, whoever invites you to play and hires you to play, go do it if that's your love. And I just sort of followed that dream, but I never dreamed that I'd end up writing a book about it. But I do know that the biggest thing I wanted to get out of the book was that even if you don't make it all the way to the top, you're still a success because you tried it. And that's why I tried. That's why I wrote the book. I wrote it for young kids that have that dream, and I just use baseball as a platform, but I talked a lot about just life itself and talked a lot about my time in Arkansas because that's where I was raised and that's where I went to school.
Hey, you grew up in what town?
I grew up in primarily Marlton, Arkansas, mm-hmm. and went to college in Conway when we used to call us state teachers and right. state college when I was playing ball there. And then, of course, I had the military draft number 6 for Vietnam and couldn't get out of that, so I made sure I finished my degree first before I went in. But I was raised in the Marlton, Central Arkansas area, a little bit in Paris, Arkansas, a little bit in Forest City, Arkansas, when I was a little bitty guy.
Yeah. Now, when you were at UCA, you were a baseball player and also played some football. You were a punter and then strictly into baseball. Talk about that. Yeah. I mean, how was the baseball program? How'd you fare when you were there?
Yeah, we had a pretty good darn baseball program. I played in 68 through 71, graduated in 72. Rex Lovell. Rex Lovell was our head coach, also a football coach.
Mm-hmm.
But we had some pretty good ball players during that time frame, and so I enjoyed doing that. I just punted my freshman year with them and decided baseball was the way I should go, and I decided to do that. So I really enjoyed my time in Conway.
So how did you end up playing professional baseball, and especially playing for some of the teams you played with? Now, you did the military service first, and was it the full time, or did you go back in after you played baseball?
Well, the military was what allowed me to play baseball for money, because the military, once I signed on with Air Force in basic training, they found out who I was, and they signed me to the Air Force baseball team. So I didn't have to go to Vietnam. I was a baseball player coach for the Air Force, assigned to Biloxi, Mississippi, and they also had the Gulf Coast Negro League, Professional Negro League down there, so our season was over in May. I pitched against them. They asked to send me to sign a contract with them. The Air Force loved it. Good PR. So mm-hmm. I played with them for money. And then I got reassigned to Lackland and played in the Mexican League for a few games for money. And then I asked to be traded and played for the South Texas Negro League for the rest of my time as an enlisted guy. So I did that because I was eligible for food stamps in the military. And those guys paid more money on the weekend than I got paid in a month.
Yeah.
Plus, they were very willing to accept me as a ball player and not worry about whether I was white, whatever color I was.
Right. So, tell me about that. How were you received? I've got to believe there were some guys who maybe didn't welcome you with open arms.
Well, yeah, there was skepticism. And, you know, there's a lot of guys, whenever I told this story in the military, they didn't believe it ever happened.
Right.
But there's another reason why the book was written, because I wanted people to know that in the South, the Negro League baseball continued in Mississippi until 1986 and continued in Texas until 1979. But my teammates were great. They were my 16 bodyguards. And when I was on the road, they took care of me. When I was at home, I had plenty of fans that took care of me. But yes, when I was on the road, I got the opposite stuff that Jackie got. I got the, you know, all the white jokes. But, you know, I was a starting pitcher. I got those kind of comments every time I pitched.
Right.
So didn't matter where it was. But the guys accepted me, and, you know, I really had a great time, and this is a tribute to them for allowing me to do that.
Dick Lefty O'Neill joining us in the Zone. The book is Dreaming of the Majors, Living in the Bush. Tell me about the event that you're at today in Birmingham. And boy, you're getting to not only see some folks that you're pretty familiar with from your days playing, but some guys that maybe you didn't get a chance to play with, but I'm sure it's a great thrill to be around this week.
Well, yeah, that's why I'm glad I'm here. The Negro League invited me to be a part of the Legends weekend, and I'm getting to see some Negro League ball players I read about and never got to meet. I'm getting to talk to them and rub arms with them, and they're treating me just like family, just like they always did. But they also got major leaguers showing up today like Harmon Killebrew and those guys who played in the Southern League. This marks the 100th year of actually baseball, and Rickwood Park was the oldest operating ballpark in America. So it's only fitting for us to have the Legends of Baseball game today. And from what I understand, there's 5 different countries and 15 different states of fans that have come to this event, and it is something to behold.
Yeah. So what kind of reaction have you had from the book so far?
Well, it's been pretty good. Most of it's just been as a result of my speeches, because it is a self-published book out of Wine Press Publishing in the Seattle area. Mm-hmm. I don't have a big distributor, so I sell, whenever I do presentations, I sell a lot there. I didn't have the money to pay for a publicist, so I pretty well just have done it on my own. But, it's a good book that talks to everybody. I think anybody that has had any kind of dream can put their name in my place and get a lot out of the book. And I wrote it primarily for coaches and for players, but I've got a lot of response on on Amazon.com for reviews from all different walks of life and how much they got out of the book. So I'm hoping with help from you guys and being from Arkansas, I just thought it was only fitting for me to have an interview with Little Rock, because Little Rock is where I tried out with the Cardinals.
Right.
And even on the cover of the book, it's got my 9-year-old son with Arkansas Travelers jersey on.
What was the closest you got to the majors?
Do what?
What was the closest you got to making it into the majors?
Never, because I tried out for the Cardinals, and as soon as I got the Cardinals interested in me, I got the military draft number 6. So since I was a prospect, it was either go ahead and play college ball and at least delay it and hope Vietnam's over with, which it wasn't, mm-hmm. or go in the military. Mm-hmm. So now I'm a scout. I've been a scout, major league scout, off and on since 1999. I've been a scout with the Cardinals. I'm a scout with the Atlanta Braves now.
Yeah. Tell me about, we were talking about Ryan Mallett, and there's a lot of excitement around the football program right now and the baseball program as well, because they play in an NCAA regional starting on Friday afternoon. But you spent some time up there, too. Talk about your experience up there.
In what particular area now?
Up in Fayetteville.
Oh, up in Fayetteville, absolutely. I was in graduate school up there for 2 years, and getting my master's degree and getting a commission in the Air Force. So I spent time. It's funny, I didn't spend much time in the baseball program. I spent most of my time with Frank Broyles, his last year of football, and Lou Holtz's first year of football working with the kickers. So I spent time doing that, and I spent time on the Fellowship of Christian Athlete Chapel program with H.D. McCarty. But I met Mike Irwin and got to know those guys up there while I was up there for 2 years in 75, 76, 77.
Well, that's cool. I mean, the experience, like I said, I mean, it goes way beyond just playing in the Southern League.
And, absolutely.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's an interesting story. It's a great book, and I'm looking forward to finishing it off. I haven't had a chance to get through some of it. But what about getting a hold of it if we wanted to get a copy? How do we do it?
Absolutely. You can go to Amazon.com, pull up Dreaming of the Majors, Living in the Bush by Lefty O'Neill, or you can go to any Barnes & Noble, Borders. If they don't have it on the shelf, they'll order it for you. Any Christian books, family Christian bookstore chain has it. Or if they don't have it, they'll order it for you. Or you can go right straight to the publisher, winepresspublishing.com.
Okay.
So there's plenty of ways to get it, and I just want all the Arkansas fans to be able to get it, and I think this was the best way to do this.
Where are you living at now?
I'm living in San Antonio, Texas. That's where I retired out of the Air Force.
And now, in addition to scouting, aren't you doing some other stuff, too? You're doing some other work?
Yeah, I'm an adjunct professor at San Antonio College there, and I'm also a part-time consultant for a firm out of Boston, and I'm also doing motivational speaking for the Fellowship of Christian Athletes.
So, what do you teach?
I teach the basic communications course and business communications course.
Is that communications 101?
101.
I took it!
Yeah, we all had to, didn't we?
Yeah, well, he needs it. I got to be honest. He could really use a refresher.
I had a lot of fun doing the college radio station for 4 years.
Did you?
Yeah, I had a lot of fun doing that. Did the public address announcing for football for a couple of years there with Bill Johnson.
Okay.
And worked down at KCON as a part-timer. And so I enjoyed my broadcasting days to help me get through school.
Yeah, well, and speaking of that, I definitely appreciate my buddy Monty, our mutual friend, for helping to hook this up. Yeah.
So do you ever get back up to the UCA campus or through Arkansas at all?
No, they've asked me to come up for, you know, reunions, my fraternity reunions and all kinds of, you know, Phi Sigma Epsilon was my fraternity. They keep having reunions, want me to come. I kept telling them, I said, you know, one of these days I'm going to do an Arkansas book tour and go ahead and meet, you know, go to Fayetteville, go to Fort Smith, go to Marlton, go to Conway, and then finish it off at Little Rock. And I'd love to do that sometime. I'm just praying the Lord and have him take care of that. And one of these days you might see me coming down the road and do that.
We look forward to that. Well, listen, I hope you really have a great time this week. You certainly got a great story, and I know it's going to be good being around a lot of familiar faces this week for you.
Absolutely. Thank you, Justin.
Hey, I appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon.
Take care, guys.
Thank you.
Later, Lefty.
Go Razorbacks.
Yeah, absolutely. There you go. Go Bears.
I want the Razorback fans to know, even though I'm in San Antonio, I still have my hog hat.
That's the spirit. All right. Hey, appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, Justin. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.